From the vibrant soul of Sherrianna Boyle comes Just Ask Spirit, a show that reflects Sherrianna's passion to get this world feeling again. Her belief, emotions are the gateway to the soul. Sherrianna and her guest lineup of authors, healers, educators, and visionaries cover a variety of topics related to mental health and spirituality. Each week, Sherrianna and her team of experts share remarkable insights about life, spirit, manifesting, and more.
Hey, Just Ask Spirit listeners, are you tired of trying to figure out this manifesting thing? If so, you have got to check out my new book. It's called Energy in Action. And inside, you're going to find 52 manifesting practices to help you ignite your ability to create a life of peace and freedom. And if you're looking for a way to practice these skills with others, you may want to join my weekly Ray of Light membership. This is where we meet virtually to keep our manifesting juices going. Find the book, Energy in Action, and membership at sherriannaboyle.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Just Ask Spirit. I'm Sherrianna Boyle. I'm your host of the show. I'm an author. I'm the author of, currently it's 10 books. And the most recent book is Energy in Action. Just Ask Spirit is a show about spirituality and mental health. And I have many guests that join me in helping to assist with conversations that enhance both your spiritual growth as well as your mental health. Every show is sponsored by the Just Ask Spirit Marketplace. Now you can find that at sherriannaboyle.com. It is there you're going to find a few of my books, some of the books of the authors that have been on the show, spiritual art, as well as, believe it or not, some skincare, and some of the vitamins that actually I take and people that I recommend to people, and they ask me how to get it. And I put it in the Just Ask Spirit Marketplace. You're also going to find courses such as I'm currently teaching the Archangel course. If you're interested, again, Just Ask Spirit Marketplace, sherriannaboyle.com. Today, we're going to be talking about manifesting, and more specifically, it's going to be about vision board, creating a vision board, and how that can assist you in your manifesting journey. Yes, there's a lot of research around this too. I'm not going to have this conversation alone. I have a very special guest here, not just a guest, but a dear friend who's going to join me right after the break. So we're going to start with some creativity today and help you get those manifesting juices in motion. So grateful that you're here, and I'll introduce you right after the break.
From the vibrant soul of Sherrianna Boyle comes Just Ask Spirit on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Just Ask Spirit is a show that reflects Sherrianna's passion to get this world feeling again. Her belief, emotions are the gateway to the soul. Sherrianna and her lineup of best-selling authors, healers, and visionaries cover a variety of topics related to mental health and spirituality. Don't miss Sherrianna's remarkable insights from the divine at the end of every show.
Calling all authors. Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to dreamvision7radio.com.
Sherrianna Boyle is all about empowering you. Her life has centered around mindful approaches to healing the mind and body. Her main belief, your emotions matter. Processing them matters more. As a special and adjunct psychology professor, she is the author of 10 books that can help empower lives. From her new book on manifesting, Energy in Action, Emotional Detox, Emotional Detox Now, The Four Gifts of Anxiety, Mantras Made Easy, to the Conscious Parenting Guide to Childhood Anxiety, there is certainly a book there for you. Find yours at sherriannaboyle.com.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book. Have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Imagine if you had a daily practice for processing your emotions that could help you get through past and present challenges. Well, now you do. My new book, Emotional Detox Now, 135 self-guided practices to renew your mind, heart, and spirit, is out in the world. It includes my signature cleanse system, a mindful practice to help you clear all those toxic reactions so you can begin to feel joy, peace, and ease again. Grab your copy today at SherriannaBoyle.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome, Martina Opava, to Just Ask Spirit.
Thank you for having me, Sherriana. Hello, everyone.
You're so welcome. I'm so excited. Martina, everyone, is a dear friend of mine, and I respect her so much. You and I actually met, I think, through my books. Is that how we met?
Yes, yes.
You reached out to me, and then we've taken some time to really get to know each other, audience. And I can confidently say Martina is one of the most authentic people you'll ever meet. She runs a coaching program. It's called Energy Coaching at martinaenergy.com. And I just said to her, look, I train in my system, which is the cleanse, the process I train in for processing your emotions. But I want no part of training coaches. I just am very clear about that, Martina. And I've told you that right along. One thing I'm clear on, I know people tell me all the time, can you please train me as a coach? And you could make a lot of money. I just, in my gut, I know that's not my path. You, however, I think do a beautiful job at it. And so what I do, folks, is I refer people to Martina if you want an actual coaching certificate in terms of energy coaching, which is a lot of the coaching that I do. It's based on energy. I just say, go to Martina.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
I do. Yeah, I do. Because I just love your work. I mean, of course, there's others too, but I just know you the most and have taken the time. So today I let the audience know there's an aspect of your coaching where you teach about vision boards as a tool for energy. And as we know, they're also tools for manifesting. We hear a lot about that Oprah Winfrey talks about it all the time, right? And other celebrities have sort of made this, oh, I did a vision board and it came true. And so first, I'd love to know how you even got interested in this vision board thing. Like, did you create one and it worked, or what's the backstory here?
All right. So energy vision board, how I call it, I started doing one, I think it was 5 years ago, and it was just a play with my kids for myself. And we played along and we chatted, you know, about how do you want to feel this year? Where do you want to go? Who do you want to invite into your life? Which friends? And what do you want to experience? So we spoke about experiences, about energies, about friendships, relationships. And the kids were amazing. You know, kids react to this naturally. They're like, oh, I want a lot of fun. And I want to win some match. And I want to be the best in class. And I want to feel heard. And I want a lot of hugs from you, mommy. And they wanted real things in the energy level. You know, they wanted to experience really positive life. They didn't say, I want a new iPad, or I want to have a new, a new room or a new PC. They wanted experiences. And that's an energy. That's what you write about in your books, which I love, by the way, like energy in action. I'm in the middle and it's absolutely amazing. So this all started as a game, and I said, like, wow, this is so true. We cannot combine our visions and manifestation process with tangible stuff, with cars and money and holidays in paradise. We have to combine it and attach it to our energy, and we have to create an energy anchor into the future. So energy vision board is my way of anchoring myself into my future self. How do I want to feel in September? How do I want to feel this summer? What do I want to experience? This is what counts. So the energy vision board is a tool that helps you to align with the future energy of yours.
And so let's explain a little bit more. I love that your kids did that, by the way.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. I'm thinking about a lot of kids. I'm imagining iPads and phones might be on there in some households. I'm not sure. That would be an interesting exercise. I remember doing it with my kids as well, creating a vision board and having their friends over. And we did it sort of as a New Year's thing. Mm-hmm. Let's all get together and put some magazines on the table.
Yeah.
It's a great way to connect, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. Don't you find that in terms of an excuse to gather and to feel a sense of community, connection, and support for one another? And I'm going to be quite frank with you. A long time ago, I was invited to one of those scrapbook parties. Mm-hmm. You know, scrapbooking. Yeah. I was so intimidated by some of those scrapbookers. Some of them are just amazing. And they're just so talented. And I'm looking at my scrapbook and I basically have the slots. And now it's like all phones, and I'm not really sure how parents do it today. But I remember thinking, oh gosh, look at this. And so I want you to talk a little bit about that too. Do you generally, let's first unpack, when we talk about a vision board, what are we creating exactly? What does that look like? What materials do we need?
Okay. So it is a board. And what I like is when you do it manually, when you cut the magazines, when you have your own photographs, your own pictures, when your kids draw something for you, when you write with your hand, your own mottos, affirmations, and so on. So it's really yours. I don't put other people on my vision board. I don't put any gurus there. There are no pictures of other people than the people I love and that are close to me and that are part of my life. So that's
now, is there a reason for that, Martina? Because I think that's very unusual. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And I just want to highlight that. I've never heard anyone say that before.
Yeah. I never put anyone that I don't know personally in all his or her life roles on my vision board.
Why don't you do that?
The thing is that if I put someone famous on my vision board, the energy that the person brings to my world is not 100% clear to me. So I bring a mess to my life. You know what I mean?
Because if you put like Oprah on your board or something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't do that.
Don't do that. I love Oprah. I love Tony Robbins and Mel Robbins and Sophie Frabora. I do follow these people. I like the ideas. I feel aligned with their teachings, but I don't put them on my vision board, because the energy vision board is my tool to help me connect with my future self. And I am not Oprah, and I don't say stuff the way she says the stuff. You know, it's different energy. My vibration is very different from hers, although I love her vibration. So
sure.
Yeah, It's your tool. You should put yourself on your vision board, yourself. So your experience. For example, I have my kids there on my vision board, but it's not because of their vibe. It's because of the experience that this photograph actually helps me to remember or to recall, right? So I have my son there in front of MIT in Boston, and my son is 12 years old. Aww. And he's been dreaming about going to MIT from 6 years old, really. Wow. I don't know how this is possible. He doesn't take after me at all. I'm not
did
in
he
MIT.
Just, did he just come across MIT? How did how did he even know about it? Did you walk by it?
Yeah, it was Iron Man and Tony Stark. Yeah, Tony Stark, his hero, he went to MIT. So I'm going to be an inventor and I'm going to study MIT. But he's been saying this from 6 and now he's 12 and he's still saying the same. So what we did last summer was that we took really both of our kids, we took them to the US, we went to Boston, we went to MIT. I took this picture and you can see his eyes and you can see the energy from the photo, like, this is it. This is me, mommy. This is my place. This is my life. This is exactly what I want for my life. You know, he's been adorable there. I just couldn't believe my eyes. You could feel the energy. You could really tangibly feel that. So wow. This moment I put on my vision board because it helps me to recall this energy. And I'm like, yeah, I want to be at the right place. That's what I want for myself during the year.
Yeah. I love the way you're using real photos. Yes. Is that something that you recommend? I mean, obviously not everybody can hop in a plane and go to another country, but can you talk a little bit more about this? Because because you're asking us to bring about the feeling.
Yes.
And the closer you can get to that feeling, the more, the higher that vibration is going to be, the more aligned. And he could feel it. And now you have a picture on. I like that. Yeah. So do you recommend we do the best we can to, so let's say, for example, that somebody wants more money, Martina, that's a big thing. People are feeling it. I do sense that. I don't know if you're hearing that from your coaching clients. I'm seeing people be very careful. They might not be saying it, but they're cautious, a lot more cautious about money right now. What do you recommend? We take a picture of a real dollar bill or maybe
No. Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. So what usually people do is that they put real photos of real money on their vision board. Really, they do that. Or they write the amount they want to see on their accounts. So they say $1 million I want to see on my account.
So like a check or something? So you could write out a real check or what do you say?
None of those. No, this is the amazing thing on energy vision board. Is about emotions, about feelings, and about the vibe. So what is the feeling behind the money? We want more money. We want to feel abundant. We want to feel independent. Maybe we want to feel we can afford anything we want. We want to travel. We want to buy stuff. We want to feel this freedom, this financial freedom. This is the feeling behind the wish, isn't it?
So absolutely.
I need to find a picture of myself when I felt it, when I felt abundant, when I felt that I am independent and I can really do anything. So
find a picture when you felt abundant. So interesting. So it could be any time in your life.
Anytime.
Maybe when you were a child or.
Exactly. Yeah. When you were a child or, for example, when I got, you know, we had no money at the beginning of our marriage. We really struggled. We were in this one-bedroom apartment with two babies, 1 year apart. So that was absolutely crazy. But I got this ring, this engagement ring from my husband, and this is a Tiffany ring. And I was like, oh my God. And can we afford it? And he was like, well, we can always afford, you know, to feel loved.
Oh,
I was like, oh my God, this is like from a Hallmark movie.
It really is. Gosh, we can always afford to feel loved.
Yeah.
So he just found something somewhere and just said, I'm doing it.
Like his friends helped him, and he was paying in installments for the ring for several years. But the feeling of like, yeah, I want to do that. I want to go to Tiffany's and buy my wife, who just gave birth to our second child, I want to give her a real ring. It was like amazing. And I remember this feeling. I remember this emotion. And I don't have a picture of me getting the ring, of course, but I have a picture of me being at home in this one bedroom apartment with two babies. And I remember that.
And a Tiffany ring on your hand.
Exactly. Yes. So wow. I'm like, oh my gosh, I felt abundant. And I felt like, wow, we can do anything. And that the future will be good, that the future will be really good for the four of us. So
it could be just a moment in a day in your life where maybe you went out to dinner and you splurged. Yes. Maybe you're like, we'll have apps, we'll have dessert, we'll have drinks, we'll have those moments where you're just like, you know what, we'll worry about how to pay for it later.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just tonight, we're going to celebrate and we're going to have fun kind of thing. So if you can find any pictures like that, that's so beautiful. Okay.
It is. Wow.
So we want a picture of when we felt abundant, folks, and a real picture. So we're going to have to print it. Just send it in to be printed somewhere, go somewhere, print it out. So this is going to take some time. Creating this board. This isn't a let's just get together, have a cocktail, and it's done. I'm not hearing that.
No. It's usually it takes me a week to do so. A week because first I draw it on a piece of paper. So there are four sections that I want to fill in, you know, the four sections according to four energies that I teach in my coaching classes. So I draw it on the piece of paper and then I find the pictures. I go to this 60 minutes photos place to print them out. I have to pick them up. And then I have like 3 hours slot of time where I don't want to see anyone. I just want to be me, my pictures, my emotions, my memories, and my vision board. So yeah, it's and about
it takes
week.
Time.
Yeah, it takes some time, but it's so worth it. It's so worth it. Like my vision board is beautiful. I'm totally in love with that. And it's my everyday, like 2 or 5 minutes ritual that I go and I look and I connect with that vibe. I get aligned with that vibe in each of the sections.
Okay. So once you create it, you're taking 2 minutes every day to take it in and you feel and you connect to that vibe. You said a piece of paper. Is it a piece of paper or is it an actual board?
No, it's a piece of paper. It's like a piece of paper.
Your vision board is just a 8.5 by 11 piece of paper.
No, that's the preparation process. Yeah. So that's a piece of paper where I prepare and I write the emotions that I want to feel.
Okay. So that's.
Yeah, just the preparation. And then I have a real board. Yes, unfortunately, they won't see us, but I can show you mine.
Okay, well, like you can.
Board.
You can. You know, we're going to take a quick commercial break, everyone. I'm going to let her pull that up and then we're going to describe what's on that board. If you're just joining us on Just Ask Spirit, I'm speaking with Martina Opava. We're talking about vision boards, guys. And you can find Martina at martinaenergy.com. We'll be right back after the break.
From the vibrant soul of Sherrianna Boyle comes Just Ask Spirit on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Just Ask Spirit is a show that reflects Sherrianna's passion to get this world feeling again. Her belief, emotions are the gateway to the soul. Sherrianna and her lineup of best-selling authors, healers, and visionaries cover a variety of topics related to mental health and spirituality. Don't miss Sherrianna's remarkable insights from the divine at the end of every show.
Sherrianna Boyle is all about empowering you. Her life has centered around mindful approaches to healing the mind and body. Her main belief, your emotions matter, processing them matters more. As a special and adjunct psychology professor, she is the author of 10 books that can help empower lives. From her new book on manifesting, Energy in Action, Emotional Detox Now, The Four Gifts of Anxiety, Mantras Made Easy, to the Conscious Parenting Guide to Childhood Anxiety, there is certainly a book there for you. Find yours at sherriannaboyle.com.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book. Have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 radio network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Imagine if you had a daily practice for processing your emotions that could help you get through past and present challenges. Well, now you do. My new book, Emotional Detox Now, 135 self-guided practices to renew your mind, heart, and spirit, is out in the world. It includes my signature cleanse system, a mindful practice to help you clear all those toxic reactions so you can begin to feel joy, peace, and ease again. Grab your copy today at sherriannaboyle.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Just Ask Spirit. I'm speaking with Martina Opava. She is an energy coach. She runs an energy coaching programs. And one of the modalities that she uses to teach her coaches is the value of vision boards. So let me see your vision board. She's okay. It's full. I'm going to help describe it here. I love the butterflies. So did you cut those butterflies out and
I found those butterflies in Michael's, you know, this crafts shop. So I found them there and I was like, yeah, this is exactly it. I want to feel beautiful and light as a butterfly this year. So yeah.
Oh, there's the feeling part. I love that. So she has all her pictures around this, and it's a blend of family and I love that feeling of the one you
can
stand
you see
there.
This
I
feeling?
Can feel you. Oh, look, she's got a picture. Who is that hugging?
It's a very important lady. It's a foster parent, and she teaches other parents to become foster parents. So because I have a foundation in the Czech Republic to help abundant babies, newborns, I do cooperate with foster parents a lot. And this picture, this photo, when I'm hugging this lady, reminds me of how real my help is and that I want to stay in the real life and with real people. I want to feel hugs. I want to feel help. I want to feel that I am useful, that my work is helping, and that my legacy will be here when I'm not here. So this picture is really meaningful for me.
I love the way you're guiding us to think, not think celebrity status kind of thing. Excuse me. I meet a lot of people who are just reached, they want to be, they read someone's book. I hear this a ton. People read Gabby Bernstein books and they want to be Gabby Bernstein. And then they say to me, have you read this? Have you read that? And I don't read her books, mainly because I write my own books and I'm very careful. I don't want to pull from someone else unless I'm looking for research and I land on them. Then I'm going to kind of check out, but I don't read their books because I'm not Gabby, I'm me, like you said. So I try to keep myself as real and authentic to myself. But I do hear that a lot. People read something, they're like, okay. And then they literally, they pull it apart and watch how she did it and they want to repeat it. And I'm like, it's very interesting to me how that can happen. So I love the way you're keeping it real. And your foundation, folks, you can hear why I said you're one of the most authentic, kind and loving people I've ever met. I do want to talk about your foundation at some point, but talk a little bit about that. Do you find that as well? People try to follow other people?
Yes, unfortunately. And I'm so sorry because every time I actually had a reels on that, but on my Czech account, every time we try to be someone else, every time we try some other people's journey or their actions, we betray the universe. That's my way of thinking. Mm-hmm. We betray the universe because here, if it's God or the universe or the Mother Earth, someone got us life. You know, we are alive because of them. It is a gift. And when we are not living our own journey, our own story, we pretend to be someone else or we want to be someone else. We wish for being someone else. We betray the source. We betray the universe. And you know, that's not fine. That's not good. So even with the vision board, if I have other people there, it's like, I don't want to be myself. I don't want to be someone else. I want to be me. I want to write my own story. I want to, you know, see the world through my eyes and through my gifts and through my talents, because I'm not Oprah and I'll never be Mac Robbins or Ted Robbins. I'm not them. I'm someone else. And in the 5D, in the fifth dimension, you don't compare yourself. You don't compare yourself to anyone. You are yourself as part of the one, right? Because we are all connected. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
I hear it a lot, though. Yeah.
Yes. And there's no roadmap for that. I think people want exact step-by-step. This is how we do it. And unfortunately, there is a lot of marketing around that out there where you see programs. If you just do these five things, you're going to get to where I am. And I made this much money, and you see them dancing and playing music and you see that out there. And honestly, it turns my stomach. I don't get feeling from that. Do you experience it that way as well? If anything, it turns me off, but I can see where people might feel like, oh, that's, you know, what I want. But how many people have done that? They followed people and they're still in the same position.
Yeah. You know what? Clients come to me to feel heard and to feel healed and to feel better in their own lives. And one of the most common question is like, Martina, how can I become a coach and make 200 or 2 million of dollars as someone else, right? On the internet, on Instagram. And I'm asking them, so dear Jane, dear Peter, dear Mary, if you ever make $2 million on your coaching programs, yeah, what will you do? And they say, I will travel. I will pay everything. I will do that. Or is that, yeah. And will you invest into Facebook and Instagram ad? And will you continue doing that? Or you will take a year off and you will just be with your family and you will travel? I will take a year off. Like, you see? So do you really believe that these coaches made so much money?
Yeah.
Because they have families. They have their own lives. And they still are on Facebook investing into their ads. So this is not true. This is not a real life. I openly say to my clients how much I make. I tell them we have a mortgage and we try our best. We are good people. We try to help people around us. I have no secrets. I'm an open book. And it's not $2 million. No, but I'm fine with that. And I love my life. And you know that right now I'm in Florida for 2 months. And I can afford that. And I love that. And that's like, I sometimes have a feeling that I am a celebrity in my own life.
You are. You're one of my celebrities for sure. So, you know, there's something called smoke and mirrors. And I see that a lot too, where people will say, just the other day, someone said, you know, you ought to try this author hired this person and they're doing really well. And I asked another question about that. And they said, they immediately wanted to connect me and said, oh, well, I'll see if they're willing to talk to you about who. And then they came back and they said, they're willing to talk to you, but you have to pay. And I'm like, first of all, how did I even get here? Like, this all just happened so fast. And I'm like, pay for what? What are we doing here? I don't understand. tell me the name of this person's book. And, you know, so I get a little substance here. And I, you know, and I looked at their book. I'm like, their book's not selling. You can't tell me to pay you for a consult. And so it's very, it's like smoke and mirrors, folks. It be very mindful and follow people like Martina. And you have to do kind of find the people that you align with and you feel like you can be yourself. And the reality is there is a lot of smoke and mirrors out there. So let's get back to vision boards. So we are creating the feeling. Mm-hmm. You're using real photos.
Yep.
And anything else, your vision board had butterflies surrounding all of these mm-hmm. pictures. You gave us some meaning. I do want to talk about your foundation, but any other tips here that we ought to be thinking about with these boards?
Yeah. So what I like about energy vision board is that there is a clear structure. It's not a mess of pictures and photos. It has a clear structure. And I'll show you there is a structure. I have four parts on my vision board, although you may see it as a chaos. For me, it's a clear structure. There is a middle photo in the middle. That's the photo when I hug this foster mama, how I call her, because okay. That's the main emotion I want to feel in this year, 2024. That's the emotion of real. You can see.
And the images of someone hugging. Yeah, her hugging the foster mom.
It's real.
So that's the center of her board, everyone.
Yeah, it's not online. It's not virtual. It's real hug. And I remember this this moment. So that's the middle. And then there are four sections. So the left upper corner, it's all about my inner strategist. So you can see my photos here from the European Parliament. You can see my badge for the Brains magazine. You can see the picture of the Life in a Suitcase, which is my charity project. And all of these pictures actually ask me, how do you want to feel in your expertise? You're an expert.
Can you talk about the parliament? Let's talk about it now that we're here on your board. So how do you want to feel? And your expertise is on the left-hand side of her board. She has actual photos. So talk to us about what's there.
Yeah. So there is a photo of me speaking in front of the European Parliament in Brussels. And it happened in November 2023. I was invited there as a speaker, as the award winner for a European citizen for my charity project, Life in a Suitcase. It's been 8 years now since I started this project, and we have helped more than 2,170 newborns that were left by their biological mothers. So I was really touched, and this picture reminds me that even me, a girl from a village somewhere on the border from the Czech Republic, can make a difference. Mm-hmm. I don't have to be a celebrity. I don't have to go to Hollywood, and I don't have to make $2 million on coaching. I can make a difference for 2,000 children. So this picture is really strong for me. And this is my expertise, my charity, and my energy coaching. And I want to feel that whatever I do has a meaning, that it's really meaningful. So that's the emotion in my left upper corner.
And those of you listening, if you want to contribute to Martina's charity, then you can go to her website again, which is martinaenergy.com, and you can find out more how to give to those children.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Just raising the awareness of abundant newborns is really important for us as well. Yeah. So we can move to the right upper corner. You can see a little bit different pictures. You can see my son in front of MIT in the red sweatshirt. You can see myself in a red dress giving a speech to ladies in a very beautiful golden ballroom in Prague. And you can see my family here in Outer Banks last summer. And this all.
And what's also, that right-hand corner? Is that what you're creating or?
This is create. Now, the right-hand corner is asking me Where is your strength? Where is your fire element? Martina, what do you want to move forward? Where do you want to push forward? Where's your Amazon girl? Yeah, what are you going to fight for? What is it? Yeah. And I have these moments there that I want to fight for my kids' dreams, my husband's dreams, my community. And I want to feel the fire. And all the pictures actually remind me of, yes, I achieved something already. I know the feeling of the victory. I made my son, come his dream come true to come to MIT. So yeah, I can do this. And this vibe is really high. So that's the right hand corner.
And I know that you teach this, Martina, and I'm not sure if you're teaching any, are you teaching any classes online with this right currently?
Yeah. I actually had one yesterday in Delray Beach. So that was really nice. I do it mostly one-to-one individually, but I'm also preparing a webinar on four energies, because the four energies actually that we have inside of us, they refer to four elements. And it's such a clear and easy to grasp structure that it really transforms your life like immediately. You can like, okay, so this is my fire, this is my water, this is my Mother Earth element, and this is my air. And you know how to actually activate them and how to use them.
Oh, that's fabulous. I'd love to, and we can talk about this after the show, but I'd love to invite you on my platform to teach this offer it to my community. So those of you listening, if you're interested, you can couple places, martinaenergy.com, find out more and work individually. If you need some individual coaching there, I would check that out. And also sherriannaboyle.com, Just Ask Spirit Marketplace. That's where I put these offerings, and a lot of them are time sensitive, so I can't always announce them on the radio. This is amazing. I love the way, I don't think I've ever heard, I've actually been turned off by vision boards until now. You have reignited the vision board. And I think because it just felt sometimes like it was a way that people were managing their emotions. That was my concern, is are we putting these things as a way to control or what we're feeling? But I'm not hearing that at all from you, that you're actually taking people to the feeling and allowing them to explore it. And I love the way you have us take our time with it. And it's not a, hey, let's get together, put the vision board together, and then call it a day kind of thing, that this is something that's gradual and almost spirit led to me.
It is. And it's really working. It's helpful and it's working. It's my everyday routine. When you look, you immediately raise your vibe immediately, because you feel yourself in your past. You feel the emotions from your own pictures, from your own story. So you are right there. It's not someone else telling you that, oh, you should do this and that. It's yourself already experiencing that in your past. So you experienced the emotion. So now you can anchor in future, and you can go from that vibe, you actually, or from that frequency, you go on. So yeah. There are two more parts of the vision board.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Upper left, Martina. So once again, upper left is your expertise. And that's where you are standing and speaking in front of the parliament, the European Parliament. And we have that picture there, which is an incredible honor. And we have your charity there. The other corner is the right-hand corner is what is your strength? And that's where you have family, you are a public speaker. So she has her strengths in that right-hand corner. Travel is there. Okay, so where are we at now?
Right, and now we go to left bottom corner.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and that's the corner of your element Mother Earth. That's this one. That's the corner of your carer, the energy of a carer. So how am I going to care of myself, my dreams, my family, my closest ones? How? What do I want to feel in this Mother Earth energy. So I want to feel loved. So you can see that kids are hugging me here on this picture. I want to feel at ease with my partner in my partnership. This was a beautiful moment last year in West Palm Beach with my husband.
You guys are so damn cute. Look how cute you are.
And I love that picture because I have no makeup. I have no hair done. We just went there to have some ice cream with kids. And this picture was actually taken by our kids. So I love that. I love everything about that. I love the vibe. And I know that I was loved by all three of them. And I was in a safe place. And I felt so, so much at ease.
I love that. I love the way you point that out, Martina. Because we do. We see online pictures of us looking perfect. And if the picture or the angle or the lighting, then that's not it. But that doesn't capture feeling. Yeah. When those pictures look perfect and there's no feeling there. If anything, there's lack of feeling.
And you can see how relaxed we both are. We sit oh yeah, we just relax. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a picture like that. You're making me think about my pictures now of my husband and I in rocking chairs.
Yes.
And I always think, okay, there we are. We're growing together here. Okay. And we're just chill, you know, just chilling. And he's holding my hand and we're just in rocking chairs. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So right-hand corner, right-hand bottom.
Yeah, right-hand bottom, you can see the element of air. The element of air is the light energy, is the lightness of being. It's how do I want to feel in my energy of a companion. I'm a companion, so it's about communication, networking, my relationships, of motivation, inspiration, my new ideas. How do I want to feel in this part of me, of myself? And the feeling here, you can see that I have me.
Is that a wedding dress?
Are you? No, it's actually a Snow Queen dress.
Oh, you're a Snow Queen.
It was a Snow Queen party that I threw for my clients, for my ladies.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and that was just amazing because this is not typical for the Czech Republic. Usually you have parties, you know, with dinner and black dress. And this was totally different. I was like, hey, ladies, let's do it in this element of air. Let's be shiny and shimmery and let's take this topic of Snow Queen. So we had a Snow Queen party. It was a winter party, obviously, and it was so cool and so nice. There were no men allowed.
Oh, I love it. So the left, upper left in the expertise, what element is that, Martina?
That's water. Water.
I thought. Okay, that's so water. That's water. What is your strength? And the upper right is your fire.
Fire. That's fire. Yeah.
Bottom left is Mother Earth, how you're going to feel cared and loved. Yes. And bottom right is air. How do I want to feel in my relationships, networking? And there's the Snow Queen.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Got it. Yeah. And plop in the middle is the foster care mom. Yeah. And really that's almost like your soul mission there.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and that's actually one word that combines all of these four energies. That's like the fifth element, and that's me. That's the word that somehow goes with me every day, you know, in 2024. And this word is real. So I want to have real expertise. I want to have real achievements with my dreams in the upper right corner. I want to have real feelings about being loved and cared. I want to have real lightness of being and real connections with my friends, with my clients, with the community. So real.
Real.
It's a real world, really. And the 2024, the vibration of the year is actually the fire element, the fire. So it is about achievements. It is about this strength. It's about inner strength. It's about finding our inner warrior and about manifesting and really transforming our plans into reality. So real is a good word.
And real means you're going to feel a lot of different emotions.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the same emotion or aiming for the same emotion that we real is processing your emotions and allowing yourself to have your experiences and not denying them by belittling them or minimizing them or eating them or drinking, you know, however we do that, we have these real lives. I love this, Martina. You're just putting a whole new spin on this. It's very refreshing and authentic, as I said. And I so appreciate you sharing all your wisdom and tools with us on Just Us Spirit.
Thank you. I hope it helps. And I hope that all your vision boards, you know, everyone who is listening right now, that they'll be working and you will be in love with them. You will be in love with your own vision board because it's the imprint of your soul. You can see the emotions right there in a tangible form. You can see how you wanna feel. So that's important.
Absolutely love this. Thank you so much. Once again, Martina Opava, and you can find her at martinaenergy.com. So go on out there, folks, and start taking pictures. You're making me realize how important it is to take pictures of those moments in your life, recognize how you feel. This is reminding me of years ago, before I wrote Emotional Detox, one of my children was she was going through some stuff, as they do as they're going through school. And so I gave her a camera and I said to her, I'm working on a project. Can you help me? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay, I want you to take this picture, this camera, and I want you to go outside and find me an image of what joy feels like.
Yeah.
And then she would go take the picture. She was little enough where she'd take the picture. I say, come bring it back. And then she'd come back and I'd say, oh my gosh, show me what you got. Oh my gosh, I can feel it. I feel that. Okay, here's another one. Now I want you to go find. And so you're bringing that back. I forgot I did that with her. And really just trying to get her to move what was going on in a creative way, because that's who she is. She's a very creative person and she gets in her head a lot. So these things will help you get out of your head. So I just wanted to bring that in as it's coming to my mind. And that's what photographs do. They help us remember.
That's so beautiful. Bringing joy, take a picture of joy. Oh, I love that. Yes, yeah, it's exactly it. Yeah.
Everybody get your cameras out, start taking photos, start feeling abundant. Thank you for listening to Just Ask Spirit. Remember, your emotions matter. Processing them matters more. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening. Join Sherrianna next time to continue this remarkable journey of discovering the amazing power of your emotions. Reach out to Sherrianna directly on sherriannaboyle.com. Share your comments and ask your Just Ask Spirit questions. Until next time, remember, your emotions matter. Processing them matters more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.